one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys
Speaking
and girls,
champions,
what
come
the
on
hell?
Out if you would from Sarasota, Florida.
Hold on a second here.
Beautiful.
Apologize about that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rant EM Radio's coverage of NXT's TakeOver Unstoppable. It is May the 20th, 2015. I am your gracious host from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea. And this is going to be a good fun time tonight, man. We are here's how it's going to go down. I am going to preview the NXT TakeOver special that's coming live tonight on the WWE Network from 7 to 8. From 8 to 10, you're going to have the NXT event itself, which should be shaping up to be a really historic card if things play out the way we were thinking they're going to be playing out. Then, of course, instead of 9 o'clock, you'll have a Turnbuckle Throwbacks live with myself and some other people. Because Dave's not in tonight at 10 o'clock. So, thanks everybody for tuning in. I gotta get like a new soundboard, man. This whole playing off these lists is killing me because I have things checked off and I forgot to do it. And all the other good stuff. But hey, everybody in the chat room. Mannington Bear is in the room. Tank, a bunch of other people who are not listed. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. So, every couple of months, the network's been doing this whole NXT thing, and I got to tell you, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that they can do that. They can showcase that because of the network. Just happens to fall on the night that I do a show, but that's okay. I'll take one for the team for the rant. Unstoppable is, like I said, one of the most anticipated events in NXT history because the talent's gotten so much better. You know, the talent's gotten way better in the last several months. Even with the people that were already on scene with them, you know, and the people they've been bringing in, even the women's wrestling has stepped up, and I don't like women's wrestling. You guys all know that. But it is what it is, and you guys want to talk some NXT, 718-878-6394, 718-878-6394. Let me log into the Skype. But yeah, man, this is going to be a fun time tonight, and I'm glad I can bring it to you guys. You know, just... Again, WWE, not what it should be. Hold on a second. You know, WWE is not the flavor of the month anymore. And it's, you know, it's catering to a younger audience. And it's you know, but, you know, you bring NXT and it's almost like, you know, even though it's under the same banner, it's an alternative. So, you know, I'm glad that we're keeping up with it. I do enjoy it. I don't watch it every week. Which is cool, because now I can just binge watch it. If I miss 2 weeks, I'll just binge watch on a Saturday, so it should be all right. And from what happened last night on Raw, and there's a bunch of rumors going around that people may be showing up, this is shaping up to be a really, really good card. So I'm going to actually open up WWE Network. Maybe we'll get some live feed starting around 7:30. We'll get the pre-show for our Unstoppable on the network. Maybe we'll, if there's anything going on, we'll just jump into that. So, anyway. So, let's get right into it. It all goes down tonight, like I said. I mean, the network has been doing a whole subscription thing. They're giving it away now almost every month. If you don't have it, at least get it for this. I'm not a big fan of Elimination Chamber, so don't get it for that. Unless you like the Elimination Chamber, I don't. But, you know, get it for at least NXT and the old stuff's really good. They're adding new content, but it's slow. So just give them a chance. You know, I mean, this, you know, Vince has gotten a very large library now, so I don't think he can throw a bunch of it on at the same time. Because it costs money. You know, all of this costs money. So you're getting it for $10 a month. I know people who spend $10 a week on cigarettes and bad food. So, I mean, you know, take one for the team if you're a wrestling fan. Okay. So, breaking down your first match. Well, should be your first match. I'll go in from the bottom up. Women's tag team match. Bayley and Charlotte, who've had this this rivalry / friendship, respect for each other. They're going to be taking on the now heel Emma. Remember her from yeah, awful. Emma and Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke's a newcomer. Came back really, really decent, solid performer. All these women are really. I mean, I think at least two out of the four girls are ready, like WWE roster ready. And again, there's so many spots you could put up there when you have a 3-hour show on Monday night and you have 9 segments. So, you know, I look for Bayley and Charlotte to get the win. But, you know, you never know what can happen on that one. And, you know what, to be perfectly honest with you, the way things go in NXT, you really, sometimes it's hard to call these things because the talent's so good that, you know, they can, they do 50-50 booking more here in NXT than they do up on a main roster. One, because it's a smaller roster, that's one. And two, you know, to put everything in perspective, it just tells a better story, and you know how I feel about that. So, you know, so that and you know, I don't like women's wrestling, but I do enjoy NXT women. It's just something I'm digging. So, your next match, Baron Corbin. He's like a big old, looks like a vampire hunter, tattooed, you know, scary looking dude. For a big man, he moves really well. You know, he'll be ready soon. I'm probably going to repeat myself a lot tonight, but a lot of these guys are, I think, main event ready. Baron Corbin, no exception. He's going to be taking on Rhino. And Rhino is a scrappy veteran. ECW, you know, WWE, TNA, Impact. I mean, he's done Ring of Honor, I'm not sure. Chat room can help me out with that. But, you know, once in a while now, you're going to see Triple H, who runs NXT, you're going to see Triple H bringing in these veterans to put the young guys over. And you know what? There's no pressure here. You know, that's exactly what they're doing. They're putting the young guys over. These guys don't have delusions of grandeur. Like, oh, I'm going to get a title shot. I'm going back to SmackDown. No, it's not like that anymore. These guys have accepted their role. And Rhino fits that bill. I never had a problem with Rhino. He was a good hand. He was actually the last real ECW champion before the company folded, before WWE took it over, actually. So Rhino's been around the circuit. He's going to be the opponent for Baron Corbin, and I look for Corbin to go over. And if he doesn't, then you'll see a little feud going on, and it helps everybody involved. It helps Baron Corbin get his status up. And it helps Rhino put the young guys over. So it's a win-win for everybody. You know, I like the look of Corbin, like I mentioned before. Kind of got that Undertaker-ish entrance with the spotlight and the creepy music and the robe and whatnot. And he's not bad in the ring, so you know, and Rhino will definitely give him a decent fight. So and he had a program before this, speaking of Baron Corbin, with Bull Dempsey, another big guy, big scrappy guy, rocking the old school singlet. You know, it's refreshing that they have all these characters so young but look so seasoned. And I like what they do in terms of approach. You know, NXT is innovative like that, where they'll, you know, they know what they have. You know, they're going through a transition right now. I know Matt Bloom, a.k.a. A-Train, a.k.a. Tenzai, is now the head trainer Sara Del Rey, the Queen of Wrestling from Ring of Honor. She's been there for a while with the Divas, but now she's the assistant trainer. And you know what? Matt's going to be replacing Bill DeMott. You guys all heard the horror stories on a few of our podcasts about Bill DeMott and wrestlers that we know that have dealt with them, and now it's coming out that, you know, that stuff happened to more wrestlers. But you can't really go by that either. It's, you know, everybody's – it depends. I'm not going to say it was wrong, but, you know, now it's – there's a reason why Bill DeMott is no longer in the fold. Yeah, Sarah Amato. I forgot her real name. Thanks, Wario. I don't have it in front of me. I left my notes at work. I've been doing that a lot lately, man. I take the time out at work when it's not busy. I type out my shit. I put it on my desktop, and I don't print it out. And when I get to work the next day, I have all these notes for the show that I didn't rewrite. So, but yeah, Sarah. I know her as Sara Del Rey. She was with the Kings of Wrestling, who was Cesaro and Chris Hero back in the day in Ring of Honor. She is a fantastic talent. And you could tell her work definitely with the Divas. More importantly, girls like Paige and Natty and the Bellas, and they you know, I didn't know she was with Cesaro in real life. That's cool. Good for them. But you know, she's worked extensively with some of the Divas, and you know, you could tell the quality of wrestling has gotten better. If you guys follow Raw and SmackDown. Sarah, it's pretty funny. Wario's got jokes tonight. Good for you, buddy. So, again, I expect nothing less. So, as I bring in Sugar Shane, what's going on, kid?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on? It's just me, man. So, you say, hey.
Oh, it is?
Hey, fella. Hold on, let me finish my thought. So, you know, I think Sarah Del Rey, Amato, whatever the hell you want to call Mauro, whatever the hell you want to call her, Cassignoli. We'll call it Sarah Saro. We'll do that, Wario. Sarah Saro will definitely be, now that she has a better role in the company, in that department, I see the talent just getting better with the women or the Divas, whatever the fuck you want to call them. Shane, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. I heard you forgot your notes or whatever, so.
Flip my fucking. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. I wrote certain things down. It's just, dude, when you get a certain age, man, I hope this doesn't happen to you when you hit my age. Like, you just, like, I remember stuff from 25 years ago. I can't remember what happened yesterday, man. And part of the reason why I do the throwback so well is because I, you know, a lot of times Dave and I will take notes and I'll do something. I'm like, yeah, we could do that. Like Dave will do Dave will send me something like, oh, we'll do this next week. I'm like, yeah. Or we'll do like a whole month's worth of shit and then we'll plan it out. And then I'll take my notes, put them on a desktop, and then like I leave them at work. Thank God that I have some kind of memory left, you know. I'm not sitting here off Wikipedia going, yeah, because, you know, Wikipedia is not always true either, you know, like the.
Oh, no, it's,
right,
you know.
Right, so anyway, so you're an NXT guy, right?
Oh, definitely, man. Yeah. I love it.
So you're very excited as much as everybody else is.
It's going to be unstoppable. It's going to be an unstoppable event.
So. Yeah, so getting back to Baron Corbin and Rhino, like I said, I like Corbin for the win. Over Rhino, and Rhino knows his place now, which I think is cool. And them bringing guys in, like I mentioned before, I think is a good deal. Bringing in the veterans to work with these guys, you know.
I really like that. I think it's something to, I guess, remember. I mean, like you said, you know, you can remember things from back then versus now. I think it's something to remember from yesteryear. You know, and it's like when that nostalgia factor kind of comes in, whether it's, you know, because the whole ECW thing has been, you know, it's been done a lot, you know, good ways, bad ways. But I think when you have guys that are like, you know, oh, I haven't seen him since, you know, the invasion angle, you know, God forbid, but, you know, I haven't seen this person and all that stuff. It's really cool, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I feel like they're going to be doing that a lot. With certain guys, and there's nothing wrong with that, man. If you can come, it's on TV every week. It's so popular, and it's the best show on the network. It's the best, one of the best wrestling shows on TV compared to, you know, Lucha Underground and you know, PWS and sometimes TNA, but it's the best for me. It's by far my favorite next to Lucha Underground. mm-hmm. you know? So I think that them doing that, bringing the veterans in, is no knock to them. And I think you couldn't do this 25 years ago. You
know,
you couldn't bring a guy like Paul Orndorff into NXT and be like, oh yeah, work with work with this guy. Orndorff would be like, no, I'm not doing that. That's nonsense.
Because I think even back then, I mean, casual fans nowadays, you know, it's like I said, when they see someone or see something, you know, that they remember, oh, I remember that, you know, I agree with you. I don't think you could do that even back then, so.
Right, right. Yeah. All right, so let's keep it moving. Let's see, get back here. Here was my note. Okay, here we go. I got my virtual notes. I'm reading off the .com, too, so.
Now, oh, okay.
The next match is a NXT Championship number one contenders match. It was a triple threat. Finn Balor, Hideo Itami, Kenta versus Tyler Breeze. Now Hideo Itami is injured, from what I understand. So I'm hearing rumblings that a certain Samoan who dropped about 30 pounds, still has a big head, but dropped about 30 pounds. Some kind of submission guy has been lurking around Florida lately, and I'm hearing he may inject himself into this match. I don't know if it's true or not, but even if Samoa Joe doesn't make his debut in this match, I'm hearing he's supposed to make his debut tonight on the card regardless. Whether he's fighting or not is obviously we don't know, but even if it's just Finn Balor versus Tyler Breeze, nothing short of brilliant this will be.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I think Samoa Joe, you know, I mean, let's be honest, he's the first guy from TNA to come to WWE, you know, besides, yeah. you know, Harris, you know what I mean? The Chris Harris guy. But I mean, that was a really bad taste, I think, in WWE's mouth when it comes to TNA guys. Well,
he came out of shape. And I think I liked
AW. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. And you know what? He came there out of shape. I think their expectations of him were way too high. So, you know, again, this is the first, you know, like Shane mentioned, this is the first guy, the main one of the first main guys to come from TNA. And I don't know if that's going to make does that make a difference if he came from there or not? Because really, he cut his teeth, you know, in ROH.
Oh, definitely. And PWG and all that
PWG,
stuff, yeah,
of course. But I mean. Joe's work extensively is brilliant, and I've been a fan of Joe since 2005. So I've seen him fight Punk and Kenta and, you know, Morishima and Brian Danielson. I mean, he's been solid, Joe, and even an overweight Joe I thought was solid when Taz was his mouthpiece and he was brawling with Kurt Angle. I had no issues with that. Now that he's in TNA, I can't even talk. Now he's in NXT. You know, hopefully he makes it. I'm hoping he's in the match. If not, Finn Balor's been nothing short of great, and of course, Tyler Breeze is one of those guys where you're waiting for him to make the step.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the gimmick. I don't know if he pissed somebody off. But this guy should have been on TV, like on cable TV.
You like him, Phil? Or?
I do like Tyler Breeze. I don't know if it's the gimmick. I don't know if he pissed somebody off in the back. I don't know. But this guy, he's ready, dude. He goes out there and he's like a poor man CM Punk. He goes out there, he gives everybody quality matches. Everybody that he fights, he gives quality matches to. I don't know what's wrong with Tyler Breeze. I don't know. But he's going to, again, he's going to come correct tonight, dude. He's going to definitely come correct tonight, whether it's a three-way or a Finn Balor. I see Finn Balor winning the match.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, you know, if it's feasible again for Tyler Breeze to be in this predicament if they're not going to. I mean, he might just be that guy. I don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, I think another thing, too, that's very very productive, and it's very complimenting when you get a commentary team that's better than the main roster. If that, you know, I just think that's very cool. that they have a solid team of people that actually know what they're talking about. Not to say, you know, JVL, Michael Cole, and Jerry Lawler, they don't. But I think when it comes to these guys that are from overseas or from the Indies or anything like that, you know, Corey Graves and, you know, doesn't Tensai commentate?
Not anymore. He's the head trainer.
Not anymore?
No, it's
he's a trainer now.
It's Byron Sexton, Corey Graves, and I think Renee Young, I think, is called.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they know these guys that are coming in. They've seen, you know, whether it be Steen to, you know, Sami Zayn, they know what they're all about. So
yeah, listen, you know, it's not like it's 1995. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like,
yeah,
there was no YouTube. There was, you know, guys got tapes back then. Now it's like you can watch these guys on your phone. And I think that's what Triple H, the essence of NXT is. It was Triple H turning developmental into a showcase of the guys who should be on TV or trying to get that next. The next John Cena. You know,
yeah, hey, but, you know, I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, hey, if they want to build the next guy, I think the next guy really to be a huge benefactor to the main roster is Finn Balor.
Yeah, but you know, but Tyler Breeze, and the narcissistic thing has been done with Lex Luger, Rick Martel. I love the gimmick. The selfie stick is hysterical. Again, this guy should be on television.
He does it to a T, you know. And
he's good in the ring.
Yeah.
Like I had nothing against Adam Rose. I wasn't a big fan of his work, Leo Kruger, whatever the hell you want to call him.
Yeah.
He got bumped up, and you know, I think they dropped the ball with him. But I also feel like if Tyler Breeze was in his spot, you know, or will, and you don't know, you never know. Tyler Breeze can go up to the big time and he could be the next Ziggler.
Yeah.
That mid card guy that comes
out.
And
how great would that match be?
Yeah.
Tyler Breeze versus Dolph Ziggler?
Right, yeah, but he may be the next Ziggler, you know? He may come up there and he may not make it past mid card. He may be like the next Kofi Kingston. You know, you don't know. Seriously, you don't know, but I feel like he should be on television, not just the network. I think he's that kind of guy, and, you know, again, you mentioned Finn Balor. Finn Balor is great, and you know, I know you're a New Japan guy, and my partner is too. And I, you know, I got a glimpse of him since 2013. I love Finn Balor. He's got a look. He's very talented. He could be the guy, the next generation of guys to come up with Neville and you know, Zayn and Kevin Owens, Steam, whatever the fuck you want to call him today.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Balor's going to be their flagship.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing from what I've heard, he's a very, very, like, humble guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's not about politics. He's not, you know, he's not backstabbing. He's not anything like that from what I've heard. So.
No, he's a pretty boy.
He's a genuine. He's an Armani
Exchange underwear motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, the makeup is amazing. We're all fanboys. Most of us are fanboys, so we appreciate the whole carnage.
Yeah.
We all appreciate that stuff. I do specifically. I adore '90s Spider-Man. So, you know, for me, it's a look. The Bullet Club thing with him was a look. I loved everything about it. I still do. I still watch it. I still mark out for it. But Finn Balor right now is the flagship of NXT. He will be by year's end. He'll be running this. He'll be running this roster, hands down.
Like when you're saying, I mean, I know we got to move on, but when you're saying about the body paint, I think like my favorite like thing that he's ever really donned really is the whole Punisher getup.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever seen.
No,
that.
No,
that
I saw
sweet.
It.
Sweet.
I saw, dude. I'm all about it. I am. I'm all about it. You know, my kid's all about it. We love it. I think it's a look, and it's coming. You know, there's so much talent now between the indies and NXT, and I think there's all these guys that you need something else. And you know me, man. I preach this every single week. You need something else. Companies like Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, PWS, Ring of Honor, their whole roster can go. But you have to have a gimmick. You have to have some kind of entertainment value to you, you know? Mm-hmm. Not everybody can go out there and do a five-star match and cut a five-star promo. It's just
or
not
be a Chris Candido,
or,
you know?
Exactly. or you know, or be a Briscoe, or be a Kevin Steen, or be a Rock, or an Austin. You can't, or Flair, you can't be, everybody can't be that. So you have, I think that's what NXT is going to do, hopefully, and which will bring me to my next match, which this is the match I'm looking forward to for the whole night, believe it or not, is Blake and Murphy defending the NXT championships against Enzo, Amore, and Colin Cassidy. For obvious reasons. Enzo, they're both trained locally. Johnny Rod's a school. Colin's from fucking Queens. He's a Queens boy. Didn't have any prior training to this. Didn't like a tough enough video, whatever the hell it was. And he could be one of the best big men in the business if they play him.
He is a big oaf.
Yeah, and he's a Queens guy. I'm partial. Yeah. I'm partial. I'm sorry. And
that's
that's my weakness, man. I'm partial to local talent. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
That's my music. That's my wrestling. That's my baseball. Like if you tell me. Even if a local kid gets drafted by a team that I hate, you know, I root for that player. You know what I'm saying? I've done it before, you know?
Yeah.
And of course the whole Italian thing, I get it. This was half my neighborhood in the 80s, you know? All they need now is an IROC Z. That's all they need, and their gimmick is set. But they've come a long way. And I think Enzo's a bit underrated. And I say that because, you know, I haven't seen him showcased in a lot of singles matches.
Yeah.
When he gets in the ring, he's sound and he performs. He takes good bumps. And I also think that he's that guy who he's overlooked because of Kaz. Kaz, like you said, Kaz is a big dude. He's a hoss. I think he could be like the next the next Kevin Nash, you know?
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Was supposed to say that. Diesel,
right. Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully they don't break up, but
right. You know. And you know what, dude, even if they do, just to get the Big Show and Kane off TV and put Big Kaz, mm-hmm. I'd like to see Kaz like the Authority or make him come up and jack fucking Roman Reigns. Like, do something in about another year, a half a year, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
Blake and Murphy, nothing short of solid. I thought these guys, another underrated team, but when
they came out of nowhere.
Yeah, right? They won the belts like out of nowhere, you know? Out of nowhere. And
they remind me a lot of you know, it's good that they have that, you know, really good in-ring ability, but their style reminds me like a cross between Motor City Machine Guns versus like the American Wolves.
Yeah,
like it's real fast paced, but it's real, you know, spot fest. But that's not to say that, you know, it doesn't take away from their ability, you know. So, you know,
yeah. Yeah, so I see them. I see, but anyway, but Blake and Murphy, they came out of nowhere. They beat the Dragons, and which we knew the Dragons were getting the bump.
Yeah.
So Blake and Murphy win the belts, and I think they just needed a heel tag team, and a solid heel tag team to piss people off and set this up for Kaz and Enzo. I like them. I like Kaz and Enzo to win the belts tonight. I hope they win the belts tonight. And I hope they build more tag teams. They're losing tag teams.
Yeah.
You know? NXT is losing tag teams. But I think it's going to be a solid match. And I like Enzo and Colin for the win. So,
I mean, like you were saying about the whole Italian thing, I would love to see them come out in, like, Sergio Tacchini, like, sweatsuits and...
With decks
just,
on,
like,
yeah.
Just... The whole flock, man. That would be hilarious.
The horse, the horn chain, the slip on deck sneakers. You know,
nice hair bone chain,
chain with the DA, yeah, exactly. How you doing? You know, I'm totally biased.
Yeah, no,
I love these guys. I think they're solid. You know, the next match we're gonna talk about is the NXT Women's Championship match. Now, there's a lot of buzz about Sasha Banks, And I think Sasha is the one reason why I actually don't go to bathroom breaks when I watch NXT with women's wrestling now. I think she – nothing against Charlotte. I think Charlotte's very athletic. I think she's very, very good at her role. I think she's gotten a lot better since the first time she's wrestled. Sasha's got it.
She's gorgeous.
Well, yeah, she's pretty, but she's got it.
Yeah.
She can shit talk, and she can wrestle. And you need that, especially with with women's wrestling. You need that. And I think she gets that. I think it's in a bloodline. I know Snoop Dogg's a cousin, apparently.
Yeah.
Right. So I think she winning the belt now, and she's the boss, and I love everything about her. You know,
gimmick's nice. Yeah,
the gimmick is nice, and like I said, she's not, like you mentioned, she's nice on the eyes. But now Becky Lynch, here's a chick who's like 10 years in the indies in Europe.
Yeah,
you know, finally gets her break. You know, her story is her gimmick. I mean, she's nothing really spectacular. Like, you know, I did this, I did that, I trained here, I went to Japan. And to be a gaijin Joshi is rough.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen as often as gaijin male wrestling. You know, when women go to Japan, and if you're not Japanese and you become a Joshi, it's a different environment. It's more close-knit because there's not a lot of them there. It's not like when you want to go to Japan, you be a young boy and then you work your way up. It's with them, it's almost the same thing, but now it's a smaller crop. And it's not, again, women's wrestling is not it's not big in Japan either anymore. So for her to do that, you know, and then come out and then get picked up by the E, this is her spot now. I don't see her winning, although I could see her as champion in the future. I could see them swapping a belt a few times. That's not far-fetched. Do you like Becky Lynch like that? Do you like Becky Lynch like you like Sasha Banks? Do you like her just in that role she is in now?
You know, like how Powers is with Renee Young, I'm that way with Becky Lynch. So I got a thing for redheads, man. So I really like Becky Lynch. So
I like redheads too. I'm not going to lie to you.
But I think you know, she has a really, really good in-ring ability, just like Sasha Banks. Her gimmick, I don't know what it is. I don't know what her gimmick is supposed to be. Apparently, you know, it's Irish kind of Celtic, you know, badass chick, you know, pretty much so. But yeah, I really like Becky Lynch. For this title shot or for this championship match, I see her winning, you know.
All right, the pre-show has started. Corey Gray's rocking some kind of pink suit here. They're now to talk about the number one contenders match with Finn Balor and Tyler Breeze. Let's do some audio for that.
Tommy, I think the main note we can take away from that is the heavy hand I would anticipate that Kevin Owens had in that.
I think you can just go ahead and say Kevin Owens did have his hand in it. Look, you got three or four people standing around, and Hideo Itami's laid out, and here comes Kevin Owens just strolling by, and he utters the words, "That's a shame." Who does that? And you got all this activity going on, you just totally ignore it, and then Kevin Owens, I'm sure, would tell us, "Oh, I had nothing to do with it," right?
Listen, I'm going to agree with Kevin Owens because it is a shame that Hideo Itami's injured, but at the end of the day, there's only one person that you can blame for Hideo's injury. Hideo Itami. After last week's comments that he made about how he didn't respect Kevin Owens, what did you think was going to happen? There was a guy named Alex Riley that used to sit right here at the desk with us, and where is he now? You know why? Because he disrespected Kevin Owens. Itami got what was coming to him. You don't disrespect Owens.
That is some seriously warped logic, okay?
Oh, look at that. Corey Graves playing the heel commentator. I love it. I love it. Good for them. Oh. Yeah, and what's up with Renee Young's dress? Looks like it's like sewn together by a two-year-old.
I think she got some parcels of clothing and just said, "Hey, you know, let's go for it."
Sit in the hotel room like, "You know what? I'm just going to piece this together." Yeah.
Does your mother sew?
Huh? What's wrong with you people? Can you see I'm working here? 718-878-6394. We're talking all things NXT. We're talking all things Unstoppable tonight, 8 p.m. on the WWE Network, Rant EM Radio. We are live. All right, let's keep it moving here because we're almost about 26 minutes in before we get this shindig going.
Yep.
There's only one more match to talk about that's documented, and that's the NXT Championship match, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And I have a lot to say about Kevin Owens, but I'll hold off until the throwbacks tonight because I want to – it'll segue about Raw and how I felt about what he did on Monday night. And, you know what? They're talking about the championship match now, so let's take you to live feed. Hold on a second.
Cena issued the United States Championship Open Challenge, and Sami Zayn came out to answer.
In a lot of ways, this was an unforgettable night for Sami Zayn, coming out in front of his hometown, answering that challenge to John Cena. And as you would expect from Sami Zayn, he put his heart on the line. But watch what happens here. Watch the impact when Cena drops Zayn. Zayn would have his left arm kind of checked on, which begs the question for tonight. What kind of condition is Sami Zayn going to be in heading to that matchup for the NXT Championship against Kevin Owens?
Well, it was actually earlier today when we got to see Sami Zayn making his way to Full Sail University tonight with that gold on the line. What do you think is going through his mind right now?
I'm going to answer your question with a question of my own.
Okay.
Renee, if your best friend in the world stabbed you in the back, beat you within an inch of your life, and then took your NXT championship, which meant more than anything in the world to you, how would you be feeling?
Not great. Absolutely not. I mean, I couldn't agree more with you, but I mean, he's got so much at stake and he's got that injury tonight.
I talked to Sami briefly earlier on today, and I'm like, listen, man, how you doing? How's the shoulder? And he kind of gave me his Sami Zayn smirk. He's like, you know, Byron, I'm fine. All right? I'm focused on Kevin. I'm focused on the NXT championship. That's all that matters.
What do you think's going through Kevin Owens' mind at this point?
The only thing...
He's got a lot on his plate right now, clearly.
The only thing that Kevin Owens cares more about in this world than his family is that NXT championship. He is focused on retaining his title tonight and beating his former best friend once again in the center of the ring. That's it. That's all he's thinking about.
I think it's really scary if you think about what Kevin Owens said last week. He said, look, you came back the last time we faced each other, but this time around, you're not coming back. I'm going to put you out for good.
Well, guys, stick with us here on the NXT TakeOver Unstoppable pre-show.
Yeah, someone get some thread for Renee Young, please. Please. Fans are piling in outside. Ah, I see your Rangers hat. There you go. Let's go Rangers, baby. Game three tonight. Let's do it. Let's get that win back. Anyway, so let's talk about Sami Zayn for a second. You know, here's a guy... Another guy, been through the mud, 15 years in the Indies, Ring of Honor, and Japan, and everywhere else on the planet. He gets a shot on Raw. He hurts himself. I don't know if they're playing the injury. I don't know if it was a pre-existing injury. But I thought he gave John Cena a good match, and now
it was good.
Yeah, and I thought that. You know, I thought that it was good for him to get that exposure in his hometown. But, however, the crowd was dead, and I think that, you know, the crowd would have been dead if it was somewhere else. You know, I don't know if they fully appreciate Sami Zayn. You know, but I think he's another guy. Who needs to be escalated now. They're going to keep him... If they're going to keep him in NXT, I don't think he can do anything else. I think once you win the title in NXT, what else can you do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dallas is a prime example.
Right. And there's another guy they're wasting.
Oh.
You know? And I don't see... I don't see him there much longer. If they're gonna do anything with him, they're gonna call him up.
Yep.
Now here's the thing: with all the activity that Kevin Owens has been getting himself involved in, you know, AA made a really good point last night on the rant that you know he could. This may be Kevin's early exit from NXT if they give Sami Zayn back the belt and maybe some interference by. Maybe a John Cena or, you know, maybe interference from, you know, Samoa Joe or somebody. Alex Riley. You know, there's so many things that you can do with this. I honestly, I don't know why they would give Kevin Owens a match on Elimination Chamber if they weren't going to have him drop the belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of obvious unless they're going to play it off where he has both championships, which I don't think is feasible. How do you feel about that?
You know, having both United States and NXT title, I feel that, you know, it would be okay seeing that, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I don't think he should have stepped on the title. That's just me.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the character himself. Like, I'm talking about, like, if, let's say, you know, now Sami Zayn didn't have the championship that long.
No.
So now, you know, if he wins it now, it'll probably be leading up to him and Finn Balor eventually. Oof. Right? Yeah. But
imagine that.
Right. Oh. No, it's going to happen, dude. I feel like it's going to happen. I just feel like they're not going to give Kevin Owens, you know, he came in and won the belt his first night in, and then within 3 months, this guy's on fucking TV. He's on Raw.
Yeah.
Like, he's special. And I know a lot of guys don't like him for some reason, but he's special. They're not going to put the NXT title on him and then have him show up on Raw 2 months later and jack the face of the company. And I'll talk about that more in length on the throwback tonight at 10 o'clock. But,
which is another thing, too. If you want to keep it kayfabe, okay? Let's say, okay, I'm a younger kid and I'm watching Unstoppable tonight. Okay? I see that Sami Zayn beats Kevin Steen or Kevin Owens, okay?
Yeah.
And he faces John Cena. Now, John Cena beat Sami Zayn. Of course, Kevin Owens is going to be defeated by John Cena. That's the way I'm seeing it if I'm a little kid. And I think that's, of course, what WWE is catering to, you know? But at the same time, you never know with these. I mean, they're having two pay-per-views in the same month, which I think that's a little much on, you know, these guys, I think. That's just me. But at the same time, I think you got Kevin Steen, you got Sami Zayn, you got Adrian Neville, you got all these guys coming from NXT. And I think the one thing that some of these guys are missing is to be in that spotlight. Because, I mean, with Aaron Neville, he's an aerial-based, you know, competitor. Sami Zayn, he's more of the hybrid, you know, competitor. Then you got Kevin Owens, which is, he's the brute, you know, he's this and that. Now, what, I just, you know, some of these guys, you don't know what they are, you know, what their style is, you know, sometimes. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that you could probably see this, you know, a mile ahead of what's going to happen at Elimination Chamber and maybe tonight, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I look for Sami Zayn to win the belt on some kind
Me
of...
Me too.
Yeah.
I hope it's a good run, you know?
I hope it's a good run. I hope it's not... Honestly, I wouldn't mind a swerve, but I don't know if there's going to be one. They'll just finish this out.
Yeah.
And it, you know what? If Owens retains, it just doesn't make any sense booking wise. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, unless he drops the belt between now and May 31st, which is stupid. You know. So, you know.
But then that's another factor too. Is he beats. He beat the dog piss out of Sami Zayn.
He always does, you know? Though. They've been kicking each other's asses since Ring of Honor. You know, it's like when he was Generico. I mean, that ladder match
from
Final Battle. Yeah,
I'm telling you,
I'm telling you, it was Christmas morning, 2012. Me and the kid opened presents, and we watched that match not once but twice, and he still talks about it. You know.
Amazing match.
Yeah, it was an amazing match. And I think that's the beauty of Kevin Owens. Doesn't look the part.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like him the first time I saw him. He placates the crowd too much, which pisses me off. But
yeah,
the guy's got something. He does.
Definitely.
And, you know, for him to come in and make that kind of impact, and like I said, I'll talk about it more in length on the throwbacks, but, you know, Sami Zayn should win the belt tonight. It's a good story, too. You know, he comes back, oh, yeah, medically clear and blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
The whole Raw thing with Cena, it just makes sense for him to win the belt.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's another thing, Phil. I want to ask you this because I've listened to other podcasts, you know, on the Wizards Network, and it's like, how do you see his, do you judge him on his physique, basically?
I don't judge any pro wrestler on their physique. I judge them on all around performance and,
yeah,
you know, mic skills. You know, because Dusty Rhodes was 350 pounds and had bigger tits than, you know, half the girls I dated. And to be honest with you, the man went out there and did Broadways 6 days a week with Ric Flair at one point. The guy wrestled an hour. I don't know anybody. I'm 3 and change, and I don't think I had his stamina when I was his age. I mean, I was an athlete, too, you know. But and then he talked.
Yeah.
And he talked well. You can't
really... He's slimmed down a lot.
Right, but you base... If you're going to base a performer on their appearance in terms of that... Like, when you go to a fucking circus, right? You see fat clowns, you see skinny clowns, you see midget clowns...
Killer clowns.
They're clowns. They're clowns, dude. And you know what? They're going to entertain you regardless. If they don't entertain you, that's different. And listen, everybody has a right to their opinion. I respect everybody's opinion, man. I'm not, you know, but, you know, if he doesn't have a look, he's far from it. He does not have a look. However, he can talk and he can fucking wrestle.
Yep.
And that gets you far. This guy waited 15 years, and within 3 months, he's beaten up on the face of the company. Come on.
I mean, I loved what he said to John Cena. Yeah. That was, yeah. I think that was a shoot.
Yeah. You know what? It might have been. And you know what? That's fine. And you know what? Good for Cena to be in the spot. He's not a world champion, and he's not in the main events right now. I like this. He's like the Rhino of WWE. You know?
Yeah.
I like it. And you know what? I think at the end of the day, it's all about being entertained. If he and listen, again, I've seen him about a dozen times, Kevin Owens, live, about a dozen, maybe between 8 and 12 times. If he pissed me off the first 2 or 3 times at a Chikara in Ring of Honor, like, again, it's just, but he grew into his character. And I think he embraced what happened to him in Ring of Honor in terms of the beef with Cornette,
yep,
and the changing of the company, and the him going home and coming back and saying, okay, this is what I have to do. I have to retool. I dropped about 20 pounds. He still has the gut, but I dropped like 20 pounds, and I'm ready to go now. And he turned it on. And him getting turned on got him a shot here, and this is where he is now. He's main eventing NXT, and he was in a major storyline now. He's involved in a major storyline on regular WWE programming.
That's another thing, too. It's not like, I think, honestly, he's probably the most relatable guy on both the main roster and the developmental roster or NXT roster, because
right,
one thing that stands out between him and pretty much everyone else is that he's said it. He's doing this for his family. And I think every man can relate to that.
Preaching to the choir. That's what you do every single day. It's what I do.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's all that matters. I think that can, His character is, it makes you think, you know, okay, this guy is doing this guy's doing that. But Kevin Owens, it's not just for the title, it's not just for the company, It's foreign. It's personal. It's, you know, so.
Yeah. And the chat room's a buzz about the politics of feeding NXT guys to main players. And you know what? That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor Sadell says, you know, I wouldn't feed any more top guys, NXT guys, to Cena. Can Steen recover from that? I'll still dig him, but will Vince? That's a great question.
I mean, me personally, and I really agree with that. Me personally, I think when you put the Aaron Neville and Dolph Ziggler match, great match, right?
All right.
Okay. Now, when you have guys like Cena or guys like, let's say even Seth Rollins, okay, against Aaron Neville, that was just, to me, an angle, you know? And I think they're doing the right stuff now.
Hold on one second, Shane. Let's break in. Stephanie is now talking to NXT. Hold on.
And you're right. They really are the best. I've got to ask you, what brings you here tonight?
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of
bullshit.
NXT, and that's exactly what I'm here to do, is to just sit and watch and enjoy.
One thing I thought was really cool was during Mania Week, I saw you in front of 5,000 fans. We took over San Jose. You were there. You were front row. What did you think of that, and what are you looking forward to tonight?
Well, NXT has this incredible atmosphere. I mean, truly, the passion of our fans is like no other. They tell us, you know, what they love and what they don't like, and we're absolutely listening.
Oh, she's
they're very
a
distracting as well. But, you know, I have to say, no matter where it is, NXT creates this incredible energy, this atmosphere where people just can't help but get swept up in it. I mean, the stars, the men, the women, they are bringing it to a whole nother level. I've never seen this kind of athleticism, this kind of character development. Everything feels so real. And especially the women, you know, they are bringing it in a way that I have never seen before. And they're absolutely revolutionizing what it means to be a woman in this business today. I couldn't be more proud.
So it sounds like you're looking forward tonight then to Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks.
Absolutely. You know, whether you go with the boss or, you know, my Irish heritage, Becky Lynch, I don't know. It's tough. But I do think that maybe I'm the only boss in WWE.
Oh.
So, you know, we'll have to
of course
see about
put
that.
Yourself
but I'll
over
give Sasha her
you
due.
Big dish.
I certainly won't argue with that. And Stephanie, once again, thank you for taking the time to come out
thank
here.
You so
truly
much. I have a Corey Graves
so
haircut.
Great to have you.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm sorry, brother. Finish your point. We had a breaking. I want to hear what Stephanie had to say. So go ahead, man. Finish your point.
I forgot.
All right,
no, it's okay.
I got what you were saying before, though.
Yeah,
and you know what? At the end of the day, this all stems from how they develop these stars. Okay,
yeah. I mean the way I see it, all these guys are getting paid. All these women are getting paid. You know, it's you know, to relate to you, Phil. It's entertainment to me at its finest. I mean, I've never been like, I'd have fallen out with wrestling, to be honest. And I've never been like this, not necessarily since the Monday Night Wars, I've never been like this, you know, focused on wrestling, you know? But.
So, I mean, you know what? And I think it's, you're not the only one. A lot of guys fell out of favor. You know, I was just too dumb to give it up. You know, it was
hey,
like,
you know, that he stuck with it though.
And, you know what? You know, it's like that thing where, you know, and I compare this to my sports team. You know how passionate I am about my sports teams.
Yeah.
You know, you follow your team religiously, right?
Definitely.
And no matter how bad they do, no matter how many times they have a losing season, you're not going to give up on your team because they lost the season. You're not going to give up on their team because they not going to give up on your team with a trade away your best player, or you let your best player go to free agency. You know, you're going to follow your team. That's what sports fans do. That's how I approached pro wrestling in my 20s. I'm like, you know what? I'm not giving up. You wait for something to happen. It's the same thing in entertainment. When you watch your sitcom shows, it's like, oh,
yeah.
You know,
that's how, I mean, I'm going to see Mad Max on Friday, and Mad Max is like that's one of my favorite like series of all time. And I think it can be anything. As long as you are loyal to a franchise, or if you're loyal to, you know, anything, I think that's what makes something worthy, is if you see something that, oh, that caught my eye.
Yeah.
Then it makes it worthy. You know what I mean?
Right. So. Exactly. Exactly. But for me, NXT is the alternative.
Yeah.
To what's not on television. Like I don't want to compare it to Lucha Underground or TNA, because I mean they're on TV,
their own entities, yeah.
Right, so. But like it's got that feel to it. It's got a cult following now, and it just breeds good wrestling, you know. So you know, even if some of the storylines are not that good, you can still get yourself attached to some of these people. Like,
yeah.
I like women's wrestling again. And I hate women's wrestling, dude. You know, anybody who listens to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks knows. I loathe women's wrestling, okay? Unless it's Joshi or Mega Powers comes up with some crazy-ass fucking Joshi match from the 80s or 90s, and I'm all and I'm all of a sudden I'm invested again, you know? But it's even like my son, man, my son loves it. He's like, this is the best. Like, I know he'll be home right now. He's in Little League practice. So as soon as he gets home, he's like, he'll be all about it, because he waits for it. And we talk about it like, oh, did you see NXT? Like, you know, because now we have different schedules now. See NXT?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I saw NXT yesterday. This is great. And, like, you know, I can have that conversation with him, and he understands the process. You know, and I think if you're a true wrestling fan, and you have to not – you can't not appreciate NXT. You know, it's got that ECW-ish feel to it. You know,
by the way, I mean – aren't they supposed to be going to the arena?
They did.
Oh, they already did. Okay.
They went to all Philly. Right. I don't know if they went to the ECW arena, but they were in Philly, man. Last week. Shout out to Danny from Getting a Ring. Danny posted a bunch of pictures. He was there. They did the same week they had the Global Wars there for Ring of Honor. So then, like, the day apart or some shit like that. But, you know, Full Sail University is like the new ECW arena. It is. It's got that. It's the same fans every week. It's standing room only now. It's a hot ticket, and it's on the network. And if you're not watching it, you're missing out on some good shit. You're missing out on possibly the next big superstar. And you hope that this new wave of superstars will come and, you know, do, I don't want to say what's best for business, it's cliche, but do the wrestling business a solid. Like, you know, bring some of the fans back. Bring some of the excitement back. Tell a better story. Get these writers. These writers need to take heed and look at these guys and girls and be like, you know what? This is like, it's like the that baseball team with the great farm system. Like my baseball team has an amazing farm system right now, or like the Kansas City Royals, or you know, yeah, that farm system that just breeds good baseball players. NXT is breeding good people, and they have wonderful trainers. Matt Bloom, Sarah Del Rey, Norman Smiley, Billy Gunn. They just hired Scrap Iron Adam Pearce. If you guys don't know who Adam Pearce is, you might want to do that and look him up. He just signed on to be a trainer. Adam Pearce, former NWA Heavyweight Champion. Ask Colt Cabana how hardcore he is. All right. So, let's wrap this bitch up. 8 p.m., WWE Network, NXT TakeOver Unstoppable, live from Full Sail University in a beautiful state of Florida, the Sunshine State, if you will. Shane, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Guys, I'll be back at 10 p.m. for Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I'll have some guests on, and we'll probably take some calls and talk some shit, and, you know, hopefully have a good show tonight. But, guys, enjoy NXT. I hope I entertained you enough. I hope you guys weren't bored, because I try to keep this going. When I try to be current. It's not as cool as the old shit, but hopefully it'll get cooler. So Shane, thanks for hanging out with me, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. It's been a pleasure.
All right, let's play some music and get the hell out of here.
Yep.
RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Where else are you gonna get this good shit, man? Come back tonight, 10 p.m. I'll be hanging and banging with the boys. Get that chat room back up. Guys, thank you in the chat room again. Thanks, Shane, for hanging out. And thanks for Jim Johnson putting together some good music for these guys, huh? All right.
Damn right.
So for Sugar Shane, I'm the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, bidding you adieu. See you in 2 hours. Keep a tight ass. Don't get arrested. And all the good shit. Enjoy NXT.
See you in the chat, people.